This is GQDN for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. There's a sale going on right now. Get your credit. You get two books. Or one really big books. Really big books. Book? Really big books? Really big book. Yes, I'm leaving that in. Also, by SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Very delicious, delicious stuff, guys. Excellent, excellent stuff. But once you get your drink mixes, go to the checkout line, put in the word Quest as your code, promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about a little bit of PlayStation and Xbox console type. We got some esports going on. And is there going to be a Pokemon Center? But we begin today with what we are talking about here about Xbox. Because they just showed their video, it's also in podcast form, about what the future lies for this year and maybe next year for Xbox. So, what did they talk about? Well, they did talk about the Xbox hardware. How will Xbox business-wise keep up with the community and the industry? And we're starting to see now Activision Blizzard games going to Xbox Game Pass. Get ready for that one, people. And what could be going to the other consoles? We'll begin there. Because they made no announcements as to what's going on with the other consoles. There will be four games, but there's no names to those games yet. But they did say that those games will be announcing themselves as to what is going to the other consoles. Well, those companies will. I also said that they did say that Activision Blizzard games, and it's only Diablo for now, going to Xbox Game Pass. I'm sorry. And they also did speak about the layoffs that they had to do as well. And they also said that June, they will have a big gaming showcase. So a lot of games will be going there. So what could also be going on there for Xbox? Well, we will find out here in about a couple months. Now we get to go on to Helldivers 2 via DualShockers.com, and they're saying that the Discord was temporarily shut down because the players were mocking Helldivers 2. Now, Helldivers, a lot of people do like it, but people got up on their Discord and they spammed the letter F, as that is one of the memes that was from Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. And a Discord moderator then say that if you spam the word F, that will result in an instant timeout, followed by a ban if it was done again after the timeout. So here's what they said. Quote, server is on lock until further notice, since a small minority of people can't behave like adults and have decided to mass spam every channel to the point of making them unusable. You've now all lost the privilege to use the server for a few hours while we clean up. Now, some other people were talking about this because someone did mock up a new game cape with the letter F on the back with the description saying, quote, feels great, but are immediately banned from Discord. And some others had a more mature response. Quote, y'all are blowing this way up. The Arrowhead Discord devs have been nonstop spammed with insane people for the last 144 hours. Please leave them alone. Now, we did talk about Microsoft here, but this kind of ties in with the first story because they want every screen, to be an Xbox. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they were basically going before the podcast release and the YouTube release of what they were talking about. And they were thinking that everybody, or that Xbox, wants to own all the PCs because of Xbox Game Pass. And maybe get on playing on television as well. So we'll see about that. Now we head over to esports, just for a bit of a break. And Esports Insider did ask a question. Who are the Valorant BCT China partner teams? Well, as well we know, China is joining Valorant Champions Tour, and as a result, Valorant developer Riot Games did announce 10 teams that will compete in the first season of VCT China. So, who are the team? Well, they are all gamers: Bilibili Gaming, Edward Gaming, Titan Esports Club, Tailu, Nova Esports, JD Gaming, Tracy Sports, Wolves Esports, FunPlus Phoenix, Dragon Ranger Gaming, and that'd be all. So if you're into Valorant, looks like they're getting bigger with the esports. Now, something that I thought was pretty interesting, via HLTV.org, Fnatic made a comeback to avoid a 1-2 loss versus BetBoom. At least I believe versus BetBoom. See, Fnatic and BetBoom, well, they weren't versus, but Fnatic and BetBoom did secure the last spots in the 2-1 pool of the PGL Major Copenhagen Europe, RMRA, and they beat Amcal and Enterprise, and they will play their next match for survival. Now, Body came into Fnatic's third game at the RMR with one great game and one poor one, and he had a 0.99 rating by the end of it. And Amcal, after the first half, did look pretty strong. This is all about Counter-Strike, and they were on the TC or the CT side, and they did win 5 rounds in a row to go up to 11-7. But Fnatic didn't let up, found cracks in the defense, and that was big time defensive times. But Amcal made some mistakes in their aggression, and they end up losing 13-11 to Fnatic. Now Siren was on the attacking side of Nuke, and BetBoom went on the attack. Siren led the way in that attack, and they posted 11-1 stat line. So Fnatic came back and BetBoom just went dominant. All right, let's get out of there. And let's go into, well, what else was Phil Spencer saying? Later on this year, Xbox will be revealing a new console. But according to WCCF Tech, Sony's COO, Hiroki Turki, was indeed talking. And they were saying that PlayStation 5 is getting harder to grow profits, and that is compared to the previous generation because the parts are getting more expensive as the cycle goes on. And the AMD leaker, Kepler, is saying that things may get worse in the future. So this is what Kepler did say on X. Quote, cost per transistor has remained flat through FinFETs and will go up with GAFETs/CFETS. The days of free cost savings with die shrinks is over, and things will only get worse. Future consoles will either have increasingly smaller performance gains or significantly higher prices. So be careful, people. Prices are about to go up. There was also some explanation via PlayStationLifestyle.net about Ronin being canceled in Korea. Now, Ronin's got some backlash because of not showing up in Korea. So what's been going on there? Well, Sony told IGN that what was said about the stories of Ronin in South Korea was not linked to the game, and it did not address the controversy surrounding Yasuda's comments. All the company said was the Rise of Ronin wasn't officially announced. That's a quote. In South Korea. And IGN did say there was no evidence that Rise of Ronin ever had a PlayStation store page in Korea. We know that as well. But some of the Asian versions of Rise of Ronin support Korean language. We shall see, we shall see. But on the bright side, and I do like to end with good things. According to VG247, Pokemon fans, you get a center pop-up, and it's going to be online. Now, the UK got a Pokemon Center back in 2021, but maybe it's coming to London once again as well. But like I said, there's one that's online only, but there are some physical pop-ups coming this April, and one of them is indeed going to London, and that goes along with the 2024 Pokemon Europe International Championships. It's pretty good. Pretty good. So yeah, we shall see about that. And everybody in London should be very happy about that. There will be more news tomorrow, finally Friday. Yes, yes, yes. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. go play some games, people.